Hey there, and welcome to the Agency Rockstars podcast. I'm Dana Lindahl, and I'm the founder of LegendaryLeadGen.com, where we help B2B companies become authorities in their industry, set more sales appointments, and convert those appointments into more sales. We also help other agencies sell our patented process on to their own clients. And we truly believe in the value of building and creating relationships, and in that being the main driver of new sales for agencies. So, stick around to the end of the show. We're going to be revealing how you can be our next guest on one of the fastest growing agency podcasts on the planet. All right, let's get straight into it.
All right, Rockstars, welcome back to the show. You're listening to Agency Rockstars. I'm your host, Dan Moyle, and I am excited to get started today because we have on the stage yet another rock star. She is the CEO and creative director of a little group. I say that in all jest, a really cool looking, amazing agency called Skillman Video Group. Her name is Christina Skillman. Christina, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you. Nice to be here.
So I love that your LinkedIn and your website and everything, how you talk about your agency. I think it's amazing. And how you personally, like your headline, that you unveil the souls of companies and connect them to their tribes through creative video content. I was like, all right, cool. I'm in. Let's talk to Christina. That's amazing. So you do video for clients, right?
Yes.
How important is video when it comes to telling our stories? And then we'll get into a little bit how you like your history, but I just want to start with there. Why is video so important to telling our stories?
Well, I think, you know, it really plugs in to the human desire for relationship. I don't know how many times remember years ago, I did a town meeting on TV and there were some famous, you know, anchors, desk, you know, anchor people there kind of just interviewing us. It was about an election that was going on. And I was nervous because I felt like I knew these people. Like I used to, back when people actually watched the evening news.
Right.
I mean,
right.
I don't watch it anymore, but I used to.
Yeah.
And it was strange, a very strange sensation knowing that this person didn't know me from a hole in the wall. And yet they had been in my living room for hours, for years. Right. Yeah. And it's just like this kind of cognitive disconnect. And I think what's really cool about video is we can recreate that for our clients and particularly in the B2B space where they can really feel like they know you, that they've met you and start to feel that emotional connection. Because listen, sales and marketing is all about building relationship. Mm. Too many times, particularly in the B2B space, which I love and adore, but they get too hung up on just what they do. And I've just got to tell you right off the bat, this is what we do. Now give me your money. Yeah, and right. They forget that they first need to realize that humans buy from humans. I don't care how technical of a space you are in. Humans are going to buy from another human. So we need to show your face. Like we need to tell a good story. We need to rope them in because anyone wants to first know you, like you, and trust you before you can ask for their money. So I just think where that role where video plays in is really in that brand awareness space. It does really well. And it does really well when you move down the sales funnel and trying to build that likability and trust. It's a magical medium as far as being able to see and hear you. It's just how the human brain works.
Yeah. Boom. We're sold. We're doing video. We're all doing video now. And we're going to be calling Skillman Video. How did you end up running an agency? What's your background before all that started?
So I wanted my own video production company since I was 15 years old.
Wow.
So I literally don't have a plan B for my life.
I love that. How did you know at 15? Like how does video production come into your mind at that point? That's amazing.
So my mother actually came home and I was probably 12 years old and she met a woman. This was before the internet days. So this was for a local TV station. And this woman did a video spot for the nonprofit my mom worked for. And she just came home and she was really intrigued by this woman. And she said, Christina, I think you could be really good as a video producer. And fast forward a few years, and I had an opportunity to be an au pair for a family on Chappaquiddick, which is off of Martha's Vineyard here in Massachusetts. I was down there for a summer, and I'll never forget the day. It was the aunt of one of the kids that I was watching, and this was the 90s, you know, so she came out to the beach one day with this big black camera. I mean, they're so small, but this was like, you know, shoulder mounted, the whole nine yards. Mm-hmm. And she was like, oh, I just got a job for PBS out in California. And they told me to practice. So I just kind of watched her practicing all day on the beach. And I thought it was the coolest thing. And kind of that moment is when I decided in my heart that, you know, that was going to be the path that I was going to pursue. And I was fortunate enough, you know, to get into Syracuse University, Newell School of Communications. And that's kind of been on the track. Everything I've done in my career was so that one day I could go out on my own.
Gotcha. So I'm fascinated in part because personally, I have daughters who are 14, 15, about to have their birthdays. And so I just think of how they don't know what they want to do. So that right there was awesome. So now fast forward, you're now, you've gone through school, you have these skills. How do you build that agency then? Do you start working for another one? Do you just launch it? Like, what does that look like?
No. So my path to get to here has been through the school of life. I actually went to work for a cable access TV station, and it was actually a terrific opportunity because it was a small staff, I got to start producing stuff right away, and it was for the community, right? But I got to shoot, I got to edit. I was there when they went from doing analog to digital. So I was very involved in helping them like choose what kind of equipment to get. I was doing a lot of outreach and going to events. Like I got to do a lot of stuff that I use to this day, in working for this non-for-profit environment in the community. So, I had an opportunity because I worked in the town I worked in, to make a documentary over in England. They were twinned with the town in England, and I actually got grant money. I got the largest amount of grant money ever released by the local cultural council there. And I took me and a cameraman over to England for 3 weeks, 4 weeks, and shot a documentary. This is back in 2002. And I won a national award for that in 2003. Mm-hmm. So what I then did is it took me another year to kind of work up the courage to actually try. And I just decided that it was late 2004. I started posting on Craigslist. I mean, I had no equipment. I had no money. I took out a credit card with 0% interest, and I did it part-time for 2 years. And then finally, by the end of 2006, I was like, you know what, gosh, like this SVG, my baby is never going to go anywhere until I can just jump in with both feet. And I don't know, I might fail. Like in 6 months, I might be looking for a job. You know, I don't know. Might be moving back home with mom and dad, but like, for God's sake, like I have to try. It was just felt so real to me that the purpose of SVG and the dream of SVG and what it can become, that I just had to jump out of the boat, so to speak, if I wanted to walk on water. And so it was early 2007 when I did that. And, you know, I did those first 2 years were magic. Anytime I needed work, it would just come to me. I mean, honestly, the phone would ring my only form of outreach was posting on Craigslist. And, when the Great Recession hit, that suddenly was no longer enough. And so I had a couple of years there that were painful in the short term, but they ended up building the foundation that would later really allow my company to grow, because I had to start doing the networking, right? I had to start forming relationships. And we started doing marketing. So I hired to work with someone who did search engine optimization. We started doing video for ourselves. Like we started doing all the things that we were telling our clients to do. Like suddenly we needed to do it. It's like the cobbler's kids have no shoes. Right. Yeah. So, and it took a couple of years, but by 2011, and the economy wasn't even that great, but we like were taking off. And by the end of 2012, we were in downtown Boston. And then all of a sudden the conversation came around, okay, like we're going to make it, but now how do you scale a business, which is a totally different set of skills than becoming a great creative director and a video producer. Right. So, yeah. So it's been, you know, a process of like trial by fire, honestly, and, hard work and a lot of determination and just being at the right place at the right time and relying on relationships and allowing people to help you and be there for you and support you. And, it's been quite the growth journey. It's changed my life.
Yeah. So 15, you knew you wanted to be a video producer and own this production company in whatever way it looked. Now, a decade and a half after you started it, you are getting to the point where you needed to scale it. But as you said, Christina, it's a different skill set than being that videographer and that producer. What is the key to making that shift then in order to scale over the years?
Well, the first thing I would tell anyone, I mean, have you ever read The E-Myth, for example?
I haven't. No, that's a new one for me.
Well, it talks about the role of a technician. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people who start their own company, and this was definitely my case. So for anyone out there who's listening, it's called The E-Myth. They basically think they're going to start their own company, but really what they're doing is they're building themselves a job. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense? And yeah. So in the early days, when people hired Skillman Video Group, they were hiring Christina Skillman. Mm-hmm. And the problem with that is that it's not scalable because Christina Skillman has limits. So really what I've had to do is first build a much larger network of creative contacts, you know, to kind of outsource some of the work that I, when I couldn't do it. But for really, for us to kind of make it to the next level, I had to ask for help. And for me, that meant hiring coaches, which I'd highly recommend because there are people like that book, The E-Myth, there's, we've been doing Traction, if you're familiar with that. So there are people out there who have gone before and figured this out. Like, this is not a new problem for any business owner who wants to get from point A to point B. And so why try to reinvent the wheel yourself is what I say. And so we work with coaches, we work with consultants, you know, I've had to hire new people. We've had to systematize everything. And that's challenging when you're in the creative space. It's like, how do you systematize something that's really not meant to be systematized, right? Okay. The creative process is supposed to be kind of fun and fluid. So how do we create systems so that anyone can like step into any given role and be able to do it? And those are just like things that take time and conversations, and you need a guide. You need someone to help you with them, because when you're in it day to day, it's too hard to see sometimes. You need someone who can just be really unbiased and, and, you know, help you make those tough decisions sometimes.
Yeah. Great advice. Great insight and a couple of good books there too. I haven't heard of E-Myth, but I know Traction. And so yeah, great stuff. And great stories about how you got there. Let's have a little more story time, if you would. Let's explore who it is that you serve with a story that highlights how you've served maybe one of your clients that had just great success. What does that look like?
Thankfully, we have a lot. So I could tell many stories like this.
Yeah.
But one of them was for a management consulting company. And the cool thing, and why video works really well for management consulting companies, is at the end of the day, what management consulting companies are selling are people, right? They're not selling products. They're not selling gizmos or gadgets. They're selling their people and their expertise. Well, what better format to really showcase what you're selling, your people, than through video? Because people, your audience is going to really get to hear you and, you know, see what you look like, kind of see the fire, the passion in the eyes when they're talking about whatever subject matter they're really passionate and knowledgeable about. Like, I just think passion is really sexy. And so, we were brought on, this is way back in 2016. And they had worked with someone before, but the video was just, they didn't even utilize the space. Like, they had this big, gorgeous office space in downtown Boston, like overlooking the whole city. And the guy had brought in a green screen, and the video is just, I mean, there was no graphics, there was no creativity, there was no storytelling. And the marketing team felt really, really overwhelmed because, you know, this guy had just sent them all the raw footage and said, tell me what you want. Well, guess what? Like, the marketing team, it's not, they have so many other things to do. And quite frankly, where the agency model in the video world shines, because we actually transformed. We started as a video production company, and then we transformed into a video agency just within the last few years. So that was a transformation process in and of itself. But where that extra layer of that creative director who serves that role as kind of like an architect, right, who's going to not just give you beautiful video content, because quite frankly, that's table stakes, but can actually help you with the messaging. I can help you with the content, who can look at your brand. They didn't have any brand standards for video. We had to create everything from scratch for them. And your brand matters when you're playing at that level, like your little things, like what colors to use and how much animation you can do. All these things really matter. And so there has to be a lot of conversations around everything from how you're going to run the interviews to how you're going to shoot it to, you know, what the graphics are going to look like, you know, what kind of music can we use? Like, these are all really high level conversations that having a creative director, I think, in this situation was just very helpful for them. And so we were able to come on and like do all that for them. We've produced, you know, hundreds of videos for them at this point. And it's been a really nice relationship because now it kind of feels like we are the video wing of their marketing department.
Yeah. you go from being that outside vendor to being part of the team when you build that trust.
Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about the pain points that you see with some of your clients then too. What pain points are you seeing across whatever industry? Are they different industries? What are people struggling with today?
So our clients tend to fall into three buckets. So what they're doing is new and unique. What they're doing is very complicated. So they need some help being able to simplify that or being able to use the video medium to kind of break that down. No one hires us to create like a lingo for a new vanilla wafer cookie, right? They're doing really hard stuff and they need someone who's got the intellectual capability to come in and really sit down with them and try to understand what they do and who their audience is, right? Or there's just a story to tell and they need help. They need a guide really to come in and show them how to use the video medium to tell that story. So we have clients that kind of run the gamut. Most of that tends to be B2B. You know, that being said, we have plenty of B2C clients as well, but they do tend to be one of those three buckets where what they're doing is new and unique. You know, what they're doing is complicated. It requires some level of explanation or there's a real story to tell. They need help telling that story using the video medium. So those are kind of like our biggest pain points where I think that makes us a little bit different in the marketplace and we can kind of come in and help them.
Yeah. And it sounds exciting. Like you said earlier that passion is sexy. I can see your passion in what you do and how you help those clients. And it gets me excited. I'm a big fan of video anyway. I watch a ton of Netflix. but when I used to run a marketing department, videographer was my first hire. So like you're speaking my language, Christina. For those whom you are speaking their language right now, how can they learn more about you and Skillman Video Group? And then I've got one more big question for you, but where can people connect with you?
Yeah, so definitely connect with me on LinkedIn. That's where we are super active and I produce a lot of content there that I hope will be useful to a lot of people just about the video world and other issues and hot topics. You can also go to our website. We're in the process of redoing it. So hopefully any day now that should be going live and then I'll be telling everyone to go to our website. But that's skillmanvideogroup.com. So those are really the two best channels to stay in touch.
Cool. LinkedIn and skillmanvideogroup.com. Mm-hmm. All right, Christina. You've brought such good insight and I love thinking outside of the box kind of a thing. And then I think video does that for us too. It expands our skills. So let's talk about out of the box advice. What kind of advice have you heard or given over the years that seems counterintuitive at first, but once you implement it, like takes you to the next level?
Counterintuitive, huh? Well, that's a tough question. You got me thinking on this one.
I love it. That's the best way to go, right?
Well, here's some advice. I hope that this can speak to some of your audience. So I remember I had a breakthrough moment for me, if I may tell a story, if that's okay.
Yeah, of course.
And it was early 2018. And for me, it was about, for me being successful, always kind of equated, there's kind of this love-hate relationship with it because the busier the company got, the more time it would take from me, the more energy it would take from me, and it would be kind of very stressful in a lot of ways. And I think a light bulb really started to come on for me in 2018 where I had clients flying me all over the country to do shoots. I was working for like Boston Children's Hospital and like really big name brands and the company was growing. And I was going on vacation to Paris and all this other really fun stuff. Like these are good things happening in the life of Christina Skillman. And I was a stressed out hot mess. And I think the light bulb started to come on for me. What if I changed my relationship with what success looked like? That what if I can actually build a business that takes less time away from me and doesn't take it all? Does that make sense? Like, what if I'm feeling this way means that there's something that I need to look at or some way that I need to show up differently within my business and build the right systems and hire the right people so that, you know, it's not so much kind of happening on me. And that, you know, again, that's why I hired coaches and that advice can seem really counterintuitive because I'm a very type A person. Like I love my job. I want to be a part of it. I love building SVG and I love serving my clients. So it seems very counterintuitive to kind of take myself back, but it's, you have to do it. Like you just have to be willing. And to think that like me having a successful agency can mean that I have more time to spend with my family or more time to travel and do these things that I love, not less. that really required a huge paradigm shift for me. And I'd encourage anyone who's trying to build an agency right now to really embrace that, and to, because you want quality of life. Like, to me, work-life balance is very important. And I serve my clients better when I'm rested and I'm, you know, emotionally and physically healthy, right? So taking care of wellness is just so important for performing at a really high level. And I expect that of myself. I expect myself to perform at a high level, but that means I have to focus on also being well, and I need time to do that. So,
yeah. Great advice. Absolutely beautiful, powerful, very inspiring. So that's good stuff. And it, yeah, counterintuitive. Like, you want to get out of your business? No, you want to get into it more, right? You want to hustle more. But yeah, it's really good. Excellent. Christina, thank you so much for being a part of Agency Rockstars. Listeners, go to skillmanvideogroup.com. Christina, it's been an absolute pleasure, my friend.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Agency Rockstars podcast. If you're an agency owner who would like to appear in this podcast, please visit legendaryleadgen.com/podcast/apply. Also, if you found this episode valuable, I would really appreciate you sharing it on social media. Even just a quick screenshot of the episode showing on your phone, share it to social media, would be great. If you truly enjoyed the episode, we'd also really love a rating in your favorite podcast player. Please give us a thumbs up or a rating and review. We promise to read it all and take action. And while you're at it, hit that subscribe button so you won't miss any of our upcoming episodes. Thanks again for listening. I'm Dana Lindahl, and if you want to connect, you can find me on LinkedIn. You can also find more information about everything we're currently doing at legendaryleadgen.com. Thanks for listening, and hope to hear from you soon.